I have heard that this is breaking news, and it's just further evidence that the government's carbon tax policy is unravelling. It was always a very silly thing to pay Victoria's brown coal power generators $2 billion to close down. If the government's got $2 billion to spend, it should be spending it on boosting jobs, not scrapping jobs. So it was always a completely ill-considered policy. It's policies like that that caused the former Labor Treasurer of Queensland, Keith DeLacy, to describe the carbon tax as, and I'm quoting him, an act of collective insanity. But this just demonstrates, along with scrapping the floor price last week, that the government, frankly, doesn't know what it's doing and is making it up as it goes along.